事情呢。
So I had a dream.
我有一个梦。
In the dream, I was waiting for the man to come home from dropping his kids at school.
所以我在那个梦里看见一个人在那里等，他那个学校里送孩子回家。
And then in the dream, I seen the man, and his wife was mad at him because she thought he was having an affair.
啊，但在梦里这个妻子呢，就是对那个丈夫非常生气，因为这个妻子以为丈夫有了外遇。
And they were going through a divorce, and she was leaving him.
然后他们就开始要办那个离婚的手续，这个女的要离开这个男的。
So the next morning, I get a phone call to come make teas for a man's van.
然后呢，第二天我就收了一个电话，这个男的找我去修他的那个万。
Because I work as a locksmith.
因为我是修锁的。
So I show up at the job.
然后我在那个去到那个工作场地。
And the man wasn't there.
但是这个男的呢不在那个地方。
I waited 10 minutes.
我在那等了十分钟。
And he showed up and he said, "Oh, so sorry, I'm late. I had to drop my kids off at school."
然后呢，他就出现了。他说：“对不起，我去那个，我去送我的孩子去学校晚了。”
So I knew the dream was for him.
所以我知道这个梦呢是给这个男的。
So I made the key for his van.
然后我就给他的那个车修了锁。
And then I followed him to the bank machine where he's going to withdraw the money to pay me.
然后我就跟着他，他要去银行取钱，那给他付我钱。
So when he came out and paid me,
然后当他出来的时候，付了我的钱以后
，I said to him, I told him I had a dream about you.
然后我就说，这位朋友，我昨天晚上有一个关于你的梦。
And that your wife is mad at you and she's leaving you.
然后你的妻子对你很不高兴，然后想要离开你。
And he started to cry.
然后他就开始哭。
I mean, he really crying, bawling his eyes out.
然后他在那流泪，哭得很厉害。
And he said, "That's happening right now. My wife is leaving me."
他说：“现在就是我现在发生的事情，我的妻子要离开我。”
Everything you say is true.
你所说的事情都是对的。
And then he said, "Yesterday, for the first time in my life."
昨天其实我生命当中第一次。
I prayed to God.
我对神来祷告。
For help.
让神来帮助我。
And he sent you to me.
然后他把你差遣到我的面前来。
And so I shared the gospel with him.
然后我就跟他来分享福音。
And I gave him Dr. Russ's Night Watch book.
然后我把他那个 Russ 那个弟兄写的那个关于梦的书给他。
Normally I would give him a Bible, but I had given them all away, and I didn't put any more in my van.
然后我经常是给那个圣经送给别人，但是那次我身上没有圣经，已经给完了。
Make sure you have extra Bibles.
然后保证你的车上有一个多一本圣经。
And I just think it's so amazing.
然后我就想，哎呀，太奇妙了。
Then later on that same day.
然后那一天同一天的晚一点时间的时候。
I was talking to another customer.
我跟那个另外一个客户来说话。
And I was telling them how in our church we have prophets.
然后我跟他讲，我们那个教会里有那个先知。
And I said, some of them even know people's names. They will even tell you what your name is, what your wife's name is.
有些人根本不知道你的名字或者你妻子的名字，他能够讲出来。
And I said, on Friday, I watched a video of a man at Catch the Fire, a prophet.
然后我上个星期五我看到那个机场教会在那里一个特会的录像。
And he was prophesying over this woman, and he told her what her first name, last name was.
然后呢，他就讲出来这个人的。那个姓和名。
I said I don't remember what her name was.
但是我不知道，我记不住她的名字什么。
But he said something like Sharon Mahoney.
Sorry.
Sharon Mahoney.
Sharon Mahoney.
That's her name.
That's her name.
对，这个名字像那个 Sharon Mahoney 这样啊。
He said, "Are you messing with me?" That my customer said, "Are you messing with me?"
然后这个客户就说：“你在现在来让我 mess。”
而且开玩笑，
你就老开玩笑给我啊
！Are you joking me？
你给我那个开玩笑吗
？He said that's my wife's name。
那是我的妻子的名字。
That's her maiden name。
啊，她的那个中间的名字。
So God even knows your thoughts。
所以神知道他的想法。
Not all your thoughts come from you。
所以我们自己的想法不一定是都是从我们自己。
We can have God thoughts。
因为我们有神的那个想法。
They come from God.
我们那个想法是从神而来。
Yeah. And later on that day.
然后那一天呢，再晚一点的时候。
I was in Hamilton.
我在那个汉密尔顿那个地方。
And a man I hadn't seen in about a year or two.
一个人我可能一两年没有见过他了。
He came up to me.
他在到我这里来。
And he said, "Do you remember you told me about my deceased father and my life and everything about my life?"
他说你记得记不记得你跟我讲过我死去的父亲的事情，有关于我生命当中的事情。
I said, "Oh yeah, I remember you from over a year ago."
然后他说我记住了这个斯卡丁说对我记住的是一年好几年前的事情了。
And he got all choked up and started to cry.
然后呢，他就开始哭。
And he said, "God sent you to me right at the right time."
他说神差遣你到我的生命当中来，在一个正确的时间。
He said, "I was going to kill myself."
我本来是想要自杀的。
And then he handed me a whole whack of money.
但是。
He did. He gave me a bunch of money.
哦，他给我一堆钱那个。
I said, "Praise the Lord."
我说感谢主。
And then he hugged me and he left.
然后呢，他就给我拥抱，然后他就离开了。
And that all happened one day.
这是所有的事情在一发生在一天。
So God is good.
所以神是好的。
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. 感谢主。Hallelujah. 感谢。
Make sure when you feel God speak to you.
所以记住，当你感觉到神对你说话的时候。
And it's not a word.
你这时候不是一个话语，一个词。
It's a feeling, compassion.
是一个感觉，是一种热情。
The Bible says.
因为圣经说。
Jesus had compassion.
因为耶稣有那个。
Yeah.
When you feel that compassion.
有那个怜悯的心啊。
You may not even know the person.
你可能不一定知道这个人。
But you look at them and you feel compassion.
Yeah.
但是你有那个同情心，那个慈爱、慈怜的心的时候
，Go talk to them. That's God speaking to you.
然后呢，你就对他讲话，因为是神要跟他说话。
They need to know God loves them.
然后他们就知道神爱他。
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. 感谢主啊，非常好的见证啊！所以弟兄姐妹要记住你们的梦，每天晚上睡觉之前跟主说：“神呢，我现在要睡觉了。”你在梦中向我说话，然后呢，有了梦之后起来就给写下来，啊，要不很容易忘记啊。我自己也是这样，我以前有过几次梦，感谢主，哈利路亚。好，我们下面让那个美哥弟兄来跟我们分享神的话啊。
你好，
你好，
Good morning. It's good to be here.
早上好，非常高兴又来到这里。
You know, Scott and I appreciate that we can come and be with you, our family.
Scott 和我们非常感恩能够来到当中，跟弟兄姐妹是一个家庭一样。
And that's what we are, we're family.
也这就是我们也是本来就是一个在一个家庭当中。
It's good to see Zenway again.
我们非常高兴看到郑乐回来了。
So a great time in Hawaii.
在夏威夷，他有个很好的时间。
You know, the Bible says God will give you the desires of your heart.
然后神说，神给我们我们心里所可想的，神要给我们。
And we don't understand how much God wants to bless us, amen.
我们不知道神要多么愿意来祝福我们。
Because we serve a good God.
因为我们所服侍的神是一个好的神。
You know, we serve a mighty God.
我们所服侍的神是一个伟大的神。
You know, that's the song we sang at the beginning. What a mighty God we serve.
所以我们今天开始的时候，我们唱的那首歌。我们所服侍的伟大的神。
And so God is just waiting for us to just like Scott said, be open to hear Him.
所以我们需要开放我们自己，要来听神的声音。
God wants us to speak to Him.
因为神希望我们能够对他说话。
God wants us to call on Him.
神希望我们呼求他的名。
How do you know that when you call to God, God listens?
所以当我们来呼求他的时候，他就听我们。
Let me read just a couple of verses and I'll get into what I want to speak on. So let's go to Psalms 50, verse 15.
让我们先看一下几节经文，然后我们再进行我们的信息。看看诗篇五十的十五节。
诗篇的五十。
Psalms 50 verse 15, God says, "Call upon me in the day of trouble; I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me."
并要在患难之日求告我，我必搭救你，我你也要荣耀我。
And one more, Jeremiah chapter 33.
耶利米书三章三节。
Jeremiah chapter 33.
三十三章，耶利米书三十三章。
And verse 2 and verse 3.
二节三节。
Thus saith the Lord who made it, the Lord who formed it, to establish it, the Lord is his name. Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know.
成就的是耶和华，造作为要建立的也是耶和华，耶和华是他的名。他如此说，你求告我，我就应允你，并将你所不知道又大又难的事指示你。
It says, call on me, or call on the name of the Lord.
所以说你要来求告我，或者求告我的名。
And this morning I want to share on, or speak on, the name of the Lord.
今天我想跟大家分享的就是神的名，主的名。
There's power in the name of the Lord.
因为在神的名，在主的名当中有一个能力。
You know, David said to Goliath, I come to you in the name of the Lord.
然后主对那个大卫说，对那个大卫对那个哥利亚说，我来是奉耶和华的名。
Because when you say the name of the Lord, you're saying the Lord.
所以当你说奉耶和华主的名的时候，就是说就是主自己。
And basically, that means it's authority.
这就基本上就是说你带着那个权柄。
How many know there's authority in the name of the Lord?
有多少人知道在那个神的名当中带着这个权柄
？I think even Sister Sophie was saying this morning, that there's power in the name of Jesus.
然后在我们的耶稣的名字里面有一个能力。
You know, in Philippians chapter 2, it says that the name of Jesus, every knee must bow, every tongue must confess to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在腓立比书上说，这所有的名要那个耶稣的名超过万名之上的名。
Because there's no name in heaven, on earth, or below the earth that is greater than the name of Jesus.
所以这个在天上、地下、地底下的一切的那个名，最大的名就是耶稣。
And so we know there's power in the blood.
所以我们知道在那个宝血里有这个能力。
We know there's power in the cross.
我们也知道在十字架上有这个能力。
But there's power in the name of Jesus.
但是在耶稣的名字里面也带着能力。
Because every knee has to bow at the name of Jesus Christ.
因为所有的名要在耶稣的名下面跪下来。
Everything has to bow to the name of the Lord.
所有的名要在主的面前跪下来。
Now in the Bible, God has many names.
因为在圣经上神有很多的名字。
And this morning I'm going to share on a few of the names of the Lord.
然后我们今天要来分享一下神的名字。
Because there's power in the name of God.
因为在神的名字里有能力。
Actually, one of his names is the name.
他的名字里头其中一个名字就是名字。
In Hebrew, they say Hashem.
然后在希伯来文说叫做 Hashem.
It means the name.
意思就是名字。
One of God's names is Hashem.
所以这个耶和华的名字一个呢就是 Hashem, 就是名字。
And there's power in the name of God.
所以在那个神的名字里面带了能力。
Let me go quickly to Luke chapter 10.
我们先快速的看一下路加福音第十章。
Verse 17, 18 and 19.
那个十八十九。路加福音。
And here Jesus sends out his disciples to go out and to do miracles.
然后这里呢是耶稣差遣那个门徒出去传福音。
And here Luke 10:17-19, he says this.Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons subject to us in your name.
所以那个十七节说，那七十个人欢欢喜喜的回来说，主啊，因你的名，就是鬼也服了我们。因你的名。
And he said to them, I saw Satan fall from lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
所以这个耶稣对他们说，我曾看见撒旦从天上坠落，像闪电一样，我已经给你们权柄，可以践踏蛇和蝎子，又胜过一切仇敌的能力，断没有什么能够害你们。
And so we see here that Jesus has given us authority over all the kingdom of the enemy.
所以那个神耶稣给我们这个权柄，这个对付所有的 那个这个黑暗的权势。
But the context here is there's power in your name.
所以这里的这个上下文的意思在耶稣的名字里面带着那个能力。
You know, a lot of times when we pray to God, we just say God.
然后有的时候我们祷告的时候就是说神呐、啊。
But how do you know that God likes it when we're specific in our prayers?
所以这多少人我们知道神要让我们非常就是这个比较详细的说出来。
So this morning I want to share with you some of the names of the Lord.
所以今天早上我要跟大家分享一下神的主的名字。
And when we can pray with understanding using his various names, there's power in that.
所以我们要理解要明白神的各种名字，然后呢我们就能够很好的祷告。
We have a pastor in our network, her name is Renee McIntyre.
我们在我们的那个网络当中有一个牧师的名字，他的名字叫做 McIntyre.
I went to Bible school with her.
我跟他一起去上圣经学院。
And she gave me a great revelation.
他给我一个非常大的那种启示。
That God told her.
神给他的。
God said to her, when you want a creative miracle,
然后呢，他对我说，如果你要想一个创造性的神迹。
You have to pray to me as God the creator.
你要对神来祷告，就是神是一个创造者。
And that makes a lot of sense.
这样的感觉非常的那个合理哈。
Because God is a creator,
因为神是一个创造者。
I can pray for a creative miracle.
所以这样我们就可以祷告一个创造性的神迹。
That's what it means to pray with understanding.
这样呢就是祷告的时候带着这个悟性的祷告。
That's what it means to pray in the name of the Lord.
这就是要用奉耶稣的奉主的名来神的名祷告。
So some of the names I'm going to share with you this morning.
所以今天早上我要跟大家来分享一些神的名字。
Are different names of the Lord.
是主的不同的名字。
And how we can pray with understanding.
这样呢，我们祷告的时候带着这个悟性。
That in every situation we're in.
然后在我们不同的这个环境当中。
We can call on specific miracles from God.
然后我们需要从神那里呼求不同种类的一些神迹。
Because we can declare the name of the Lord in that situation.
我们就要来宣告在那个情况当中神的那个名字。
Now before I begin, let me just share something really quickly.
所以在这个之前，我想分享一下其他的一些事。
In Genesis 1:1,
在那个创世纪1:1,
it says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth."
所以起初神创造天地。
The name God there is Elohim.
在那个地方，那个神的名字叫做 Elohim.
It means powerful creator God.
这个表示着一个充满能力的一个神。
But later on, as God began to show himself to mankind,
所以后来呢，神开始向他显示自己，向人显示他自己。
Like to Abraham and the children of Israel.
对那个亚，比如说对亚伯拉罕来选拣选以色列人。
He used a different name.
他使用不同的名字。
And that was Jehovah.
然后呢，变成耶和华。
Jehovah is a covenant name of God.
耶和华呢是一个立约的神。
It means the Israelites could invoke the name of God.
也这样的表示，神，以色列人可以调用神的名字。
And when they called out the name Jehovah,
当他们说名字耶和华的时候
，it meant covenant.
这表示有一个约在当中。
It means I'm in a relationship with you.
然后这表示我和你之间有一个关系。
And because I'm in a relationship with you,
因为我和你之间有一个关系。
I can pray to you and you will listen to me.
然后我就对你祷告，你就会听我。
And so because we're children of God,
因为我们是神的孩子。
We have a covenant relationship with him.
我们就有一个跟神之间有一个约，有一个关系。
We can pray in his name.
我们就可以祷告他的名字。
And we can receive what we ask for.
然后我们就可以得到我们所呼求的事情。
When you don't know God,
当你不认识神的时候
，and you pray in His name,
你祷告他的名字
，you can get in a lot of trouble.
你会得到有一些问题。
In the Book of Acts,
因为在那个使徒行传里面
，Paul was casting out demons.
保罗在那里赶出很多鬼来。
And there were these seven brothers.
他们其中有七个弟兄
，the sons of Sceva.
就是那个 Sceva 的那个人的儿子。
They saw Paul cast out demons in the name of Jesus.
他看到那个保罗用耶稣的名字赶出很多巫鬼来。
So he said, "We're going to try this."
然后他说我也来试一试。
So they found someone who was demon possessed.
他们就找到一些被鬼附的人。
And they said, "We're going to cast a demon out."
然后呢，我们也去赶鬼。
Because it worked for Paul.
因为这个是保罗能够赶鬼。
All he does is say Jesus, the name of Jesus.
因为他所说的话就是奉耶稣的名赶鬼。
And they come out.
然后这个鬼就出来了。
It's like magic.
这个像一个非常的魔术一样。
Abracadabra, hocus pocus.
这就像那个魔术，就是你说了一些咒语，然后这个事情就成就了。
Because the name of Jesus is a magic formula.
因为这个奉耶稣的名好像就是一个魔术的那个公式。
So they got this demon-possessed man.
他找到一个被鬼附的人。
And they commanded the demon to come out of him.
他们就来奉耶稣的名让那鬼出来。
And the demon spoke to them.
然后结果这个鬼呢就对他们说话。
I said, whoa, 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 wait a minute.
等等等等。
Paul, I know.
这保罗我认识啊。
Jesus, I know.
耶稣我也认识。
But who are you?
但是你是谁啊？
And the demon and his man attacked seven men.
然后呢这个鬼呢就附到那七个人的身上。
Almost killed them.
差一点要把他们给杀死。
Because they were invoking the name of Jesus.
因为他们用耶稣的名
but they did not have a relationship with Jesus.
因为他们跟耶稣之间没有一个关系。
So if you don't know Jesus,
如果你不认识耶稣
don't go using his name.
不要去用耶稣的名
it can get you in a lot of trouble.
否则的话你就会得到一些麻烦。
Because the demons hate the name of Jesus.
因为那些撒旦魔鬼那些巫鬼啊他恨那个耶稣的名字。
Because Philippians chapter 2
腓立比书二章
It says their knees must bow at the name of Jesus.
因为他们的膝必须要在耶稣的面前屈膝。
They have to obey the name of Jesus.
他们必须要顺服耶稣的名字。
There are times,
但是有些时候
when I get into certain situations,
当我们进到一些问题的时候
where I get, it's a very desperate situation,
在一些非常困难的时候
I can't do anything anymore.
我自己不能够做什么了。
I don't know how to pray or what to pray.
我不知道自己做什么，我也不知道怎么祷告。
So I just say Jesus, 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 Jesus.
我就说耶稣，耶稣，耶稣。
And that brings breakthrough.
然后这样呢，就把那个突破带出来。
Because I have the understanding.
因为我知道
that the demons must bow their knee.
因为这个鬼必须要伏在耶稣的名字下。
To the name of Jesus.
这就是耶稣的名字。
To the name of God.
这就是对神的名字。
And so here, we're going to go to the Old Testament.
我们现在回到那个旧约。
We're going to see a lot of the names of God.
我们要看到那个神的不同的名字。
You're going to see what they mean.
他们，你要，我们要看他们什么意思。
And with that revelation, what it means to you.
然后呢，这个启示对你有什么样的意思。
So Genesis 22.
我们看那个创世纪二十二章。
This is verse 12.
十二节。
Now God tells Abraham to go to the mountain and sacrifice his son.
然后呢，神这里让那个亚伯拉罕去到山上来把他的儿子献祭。
And so Abraham was going to kill Isaac.
然后呢，这个亚伯拉罕呢就准备要去杀他的儿子以撒。
Because he's being obedient to God.
因为亚伯拉罕非常的顺服神。
And then I'm going to read from verse 12 to verse 14.It says, and he said, do not lay your hand on the boy or do him no harm. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Then Abraham lifted up his eyes, and behind him was a ram caught in the thicket by the horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it as a burnt offering instead of his son. Read those two verses first.
好，我们从那十二节开始，天使说，你不可在这童子身上下手，一点不可害他。现在我知道你是敬畏神的了，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子留下不给我。亚伯拉罕举目观看，不料有一只公羊两脚扣在稠密的小树中，亚伯拉罕就取了那只公羊来献为燔祭，代替他的儿子。
In verse 14 he says, and Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provideAs it is to this day, on the mount of the Lord, it shall be provided.
亚伯拉罕给那个地方起名叫耶和华以勒，意思就是耶和华必预备。直到今日，人还说在耶和华的山上必有预备。
This first name of the Lord is Jehovah Jireh.
所以这第一个耶和华的名字就是耶和华以勒。
It means the Lord who provides.
意思是说耶和华必预备。
The Lord who sees to your every need.
就是神看到你的每一个需要。
God knows what you need before you even need it.
所以神知道你是在需要，在你知道你自己的需要以前，他神已经知道了。
And God provided what was necessary at that moment.
所以神已经预备好了，在你需要的时候。
See, a lot of times God will not give you what you want.
很多时候神不会给你你想要什么。
But he will give you what you need.
但是神会给你你所需要的。
Abraham was about to sacrifice his son.
所以亚伯拉罕呢开始准备要来把他儿子献为祭。
Because God demanded a sacrifice.
因为神需要一个要求一个祭。
But instead, God provided a ram.
但是神却预备了一只公羊。
Abraham didn't need $1,000,000.
亚伯拉罕在那个时候并不需要成千上万的钱。
He didn't need a big house.
他也不需要一个大房子。
At that moment, his son was about to die.
在那个时候，他的儿子要必须要杀死。
He needed a sacrifice.
他需要来献祭。
And so God provided the ram.
所以神预备了一只公羊。
But his provision came because of obedience.
他的这个供应来自于亚伯拉罕对于神的顺服。
When we walk in obedience to God,
当我们行在对神的顺服当中的时候
，God will give you what you need.
神会给我们我们所需要的。
So when you have a need,
所以当你有一个需要的时候
，Don't just say, "God, I need this."
不需要说，神呐、啊，我需要这个。
There's power in the name of God.
但是你要知道，在神的名字里有一个。
Say, "God, you are Jehovah Jireh."
你要说耶和华神呐、啊，你是耶和华以勒。
And because of that, you provide.
因为你供应。
So I believe you're going to provide for my need right now.
所以我相信你现在供应我的需要。
You have to know God wants to bless you.
你知道你要神要祝福你。
But even though God knows what we need,
神也知道我们所需要的。
We still have to ask.
虽然神知道我们所需要的，我们仍然需要去求神。
Matthew 7:7 says, "Ask and you shall find." Ask and it shall be given to you.
马太福音七章七节，你问你求他就给你。
Seek and you shall find.
就是你叩门就给你开门，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你开门。但是我们必须要去问求神。
Matthew 6:33 said, you know, that God will give everything that you need. God's going to give you what you need.
这个马太福音六章六十三节，他说神知道你的需要，他会给你的需要。
When we seek His kingdom and righteousness,
当我们先求神的国，他的义的时候
，all these things will be added.
这些所有的事情都加给你。
In Philippians chapter 4, verse 19,
腓立比书，四章十九节
God will give you all you need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus.
神会照着他的丰富给你的预备。
So one of the names of God is Jehovah Jireh.
所以神的其中一个名字就是耶和华以勒。
He's the God that provides to you.
他是一个供应的神。
How many of you do some provision?
所以我们多少人需要一些供应？神的
Pray his name, say, you're Jehovah Jireh.
你要需要的你就奉耶稣的耶和华以勒的名字
You will provide.
耶和华以勒的神你要来供应给我们
Alright, let's go to Exodus 15.
我们看那个出埃及记十五章
This name of the Lord is Jehovah Rapha.
这个耶和华的名字叫做耶和华拉法
Verse 22
22节
It says, So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, then they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water.
摩西领以色列人从红海往前行，到了舒尔的旷野，在旷野找了三天，找不着水。
Verse 23, Now when they came to Marah, they could not drink the water because it was bitter. Therefore the name was called Marah.
到了马拉那个地方不能喝那里的水因为水苦所以叫那个地方名字叫做马拉
Verse 24 and 25 And the people complained against Moses saying what shall we drink so he cried out to the Lord and the Lord showed him a tree when he cast into the waters were made sweet there he made the statute, a statute and an ordinance for he tested them
24-25百姓就向摩西发怨言说我们喝什么呢摩西呼求耶和华，耶和华指示他一棵树，他把树丢在水里，水就变甜了。耶和华在那里为他们定了律例典章，在那里试验他们。
And finally, verse 26, and he said, If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all the statutes, I will put none of the diseases on which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you.
所以又说。你若留意听耶和华你神的话又行我眼中看为正的事留心听我的诫命使我一切的律例我就不将所加于埃及人的疾病加在你们你身上因为我耶和华是医治你的
So the name Jehovah Rapha is the Lord that heals.
所以这里耶和华拉法就是耶和华是医治你的神。
They came to a situation where they were in the wilderness, in the desert for 3 days with no water. Then they found water and they couldn't drink it because the water was bitter.
因为他们在那个地方呢，三天找不着水喝。后来找着水之后，水也不能喝，因为那个水是苦的。
So God showed Moses a tree, and when they cut down the tree and threw the tree into the waters, it became sweet, and God healed the waters.
所以神向那个摩西启示。给他看了一棵树，然后让他把那个树砍了之后丢在那个水里，水就变甜了。
Now you may be going through a bitter time in your life right now.
所以你的可能生命当中现在正在找到一个比较苦闷的那个阶段。
You may be fighting some sort of disease or some sort of ailment.
你可能会在那里跟一个疾病或者一些麻烦来征战。
Now just because you know I'm a holy man, I'm a pastor.
也不是因为我是一个。那个圣洁的人，我是一个牧师。
Sometimes I will take medicine.
我有时候也是要吃药。
And that's okay.
这也没关系。
But there are times.
但有的时候。
Medicine won't do.
药也没有办法。
You need the power of God to heal.
你需要神的能力来医治你。
What I find interesting here is that God showed him a tree that he cast into the waters.
所以这里头呢，神向那个摩西显示给他一棵树。这个树扔在水里，水就可以得到医治。
And the Bible says that Jesus hung on a tree.
所以这里的圣经上说呢，耶稣是被挂在这个树。
That tree brought healing to the waters.
这个树给水带来医治。
And the tree that Jesus hung on heals every sickness and disease.
所以这个耶稣挂在这个树上的时候，也给医治了，带来给每个人的疾病带来医治。
Psalms 107 verse 20.
Right.诗篇一百零二三二十节
，It says, "And God sent His word and healed His people."
看一下啊，这是神要发他的命来医治他的百姓。
Psalms 107:20.
107:20.
He sent His word and He healed them.
让他发命医治他们。
There's power in the name of God to heal.
所以在那个神的名字里面带着医治的能力。
Jehovah Rapha,
耶和华拉法。
The Lord that heals.
耶和华是医治你的。
If you pray for somebody,
如果你为某些人祷告。
Or you pray for yourself,
或者你为你自己祷告。
Don't say, God, I need healing.
不只是简单的说，神呐，我需要医治。
Say, You are Jehovah Rapha.
你是医治耶和华拉法。
You are the Lord that heals.
你是耶和华医治的神。
God bring healing to my brother.
所以神来医治我的弟兄。
Bring healing to my sister.
把我那个医治带到我的姊妹身上。
By the stripes of Jesus we are healed.
因着你所受的鞭伤，我们得了医治。
Because he hung on a tree.
因为耶稣被挂在那木上。
And with the tree you healed the waters that people could drink.
你把那个树扔在那个水里，然后医治了水，弟兄姐妹就能够喝。
Because you are the God that heals.
然后因为你是医治的神
We need to be specific with our prayers.
所以我们需要比较详细的来把我们的祷告说出来
And because the name of the Lord means the Lord.
因为这个耶和华的名字就是这个主
Every knee will bow to the name of the Lord.
所以每一个名字都要在那个主的名字下面跪下
When you declare the name Jehovah Rapha,
当你来宣告耶和华拉法的时候
Sickness has to bow its knee because he's a God that heals.
然后那个疾病必须要在耶和华的名字下面跪拜下来。
How many believe that?
我们多少人相信这一点
You don't have to walk with that sickness you have.
你不必要非了要得这个疾病。
That's not God's will for your life.
这不是神对你生命当的那个旨意。
Jesus didn't just die to let us go to heaven.
耶稣不只是说让我们死了之后让我们能够进到天堂
He died to give us victory and freedom
他死了之后让我们得胜而且得着自由
It says in the book of Acts Jesus went out healing people and casting out demons
所以这个使徒行传讲的耶稣去那个赶出鬼来
One of the ways that God manifests his presence is through healing
所以当那个神的那个同在神的同在降临的时候带来这个医治
Have you ever heard of the Argentine Revival?
当时多少人听说过阿根廷的大复兴
Way back in the 50s and 60s
就是1950年60年的时候
There was an evangelist from the United States
对从那个美国有一个传福音的宣教士
God told him to go to Argentina
神告他去阿根廷。
And he wanted to have crusades.
他们就开始有那些大的那个布道会。
He wanted a stadium. He wanted, you know, cameras.
他需要一个那个就是体育场，或者需要那个录像机。
They said it's never going to happen.
然后他们说，在这个就阿根廷不可能。
The only way you can get permission is by talking to the president.
然后他说，唯一的能够得到这个允许的时候，就是要必须要跟那个总统说话。
So he went to the presidential palace.
他就去找到那个总统的官邸。
Said to the guard, "I need to see the president."
然后他对那个门卫也说，我需要去见你的总统。
He said,No, it's never going to happen. You can't do that.
他说不可能，那不可能发生，你这做不了。
And the evangelist saw that the guard, his arm was diseased.
然后呢，这个传福音的人呢，看到那个门卫手上有那个皮肤的病。
So goes, can I pray for your arm? God's going to heal you.
然后呢，他就说，我能不能为你的那个手臂祷告，让神要医治你。
So he prayed for him, and the guard got healed.
然后呢，他就为这个门卫祷告，这个门卫得了医治。
He said, "Come back tomorrow."
这个门卫说：“你明天再来。
”You see, at this time in history,
因为知道吗，在那个历史的那个阶段
，the president of Argentina,
在那个阿根廷的总统
had a serious skin disease.
那个总统的一个非常严重的皮肤病。
His whole body was covered with this disease.
他的全身被那个疾病所覆盖。
And the president never went out in public.
那个总统呢不敢去那个公众场合见人
go on TV,
他也没办法去上到那个电视上
because of his appearance, the disease.
因为他的身上那个皮肤病很厉害
so the guy just goes back the next day,
所以这个人呢第二天就来了
sees the guard,
他就去见那个门卫
the guard lets him in,
然后那个门卫呢就给他带过来
talks to the president,
就给他带到总统面前跟总统说话
And you see the president had the disease all over his body.
他看到那个总统身上有很多的皮肤病那个很明显
So he told him what he wanted.
然后呢他就这个传福音的人告诉他我需要什么东西
The stadium, the cameras, everything.
我需要来用那个体育场我需要用你的录像机
Then he said I'm going to pray for you.
然后呢我现在给你祷告
Pray for him.
然后为他祷告
and he was instantly healed.
然后那个总统立刻就好了
and the president gave him whatever he wanted.
然后那个总统就给他你想要什么都行
you see healing always opens the door for the gospel.
所以那个医治经常带来那个给那个福音开门
because this evangelist understood he served Jehovah Rapha the Lord that heals.
因为这个传福音的人知道他所服侍的神是耶和华拉法
I don't know about you but that excites me.
这个我不知道你怎么样我感觉非常的兴奋
Every name of the Lord is different for every situation.
神耶和华神的名对每一个不同的不同的名字对于不同的那个环境。
Okay, do more. Exodus 17.
看那个出埃及记十七章。
Verse 13.
十三节。
And the name here is Jehovah Nissi.
这里可以是耶和华尼西。
All right, so verse 13.15, it says, So Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, Write this for a memorial in the book of, and recount it in the hearing of Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called its name, The Lord is my banner.
Right, 出埃及记17章13节到15节约书亚用刀杀了亚玛力王和他的百姓。耶和华对摩西说我要将亚玛力的名号从天下全然涂抹了你要将这话写在书上做纪念又念给约书亚听摩西筑了一座坛起名叫耶和华尼西就是耶和华是我的旌旗的意思
And so here the context is that they were at war
这个上下文呢就是他们正在一个打仗
Now a banner was like a big flag
这个旌旗就是一个大的旗子哈
Like in the camp of Israel, there were 12 tribes.
就比如说在他们那个以色列人的那个帐幕里面，帐篷有十二个支派。
And when they had to gather together, the leader would take, like for example, the leader of Judah would take his banner and he would go over here.
然后比如说这个犹大支派的有一个人呢，就是专门拿旗的，他们走到哪里把他的旗。
And all those of the house of Judah would go to that banner.
然后所有这个犹大支派的人。他要到的那个旗那个地方
and so a banner speaks of identification
这个旌旗这个旗帜呢表示一个身份一个 一个身份的那个的 ID 啊。
And so the banner represented not only who you identified with, but also it was like an instrument of war.
就是 image.
Yeah, the flag represented, like when you went to war, you went with your group.
Okay. 就是说这不只是那个代表身份的表示，同时也表示你走到哪里去打仗的时候，那个旗走到哪里你就跟到哪里。
And it's also a term for war, for battle.
然后呢变成一个要打仗的时候。
And so it means that the Lord is your banner. He's going to fight for you.
所以如果耶和华是你的旌旗的时候，就是表示神要为你来打仗。
The Bible says that God trains my hands for battle and my fingers for war. God trains my hands for battle and my fingers for war.
所以神要让我的那个手指头要来打仗，我这个怎么讲？
Good. Well, let's go ahead. Psalms 144, verse 1. We can read it.
我们看一看啊。
Yeah,
let me read it. 我记不住那个。
Psalms 144, verse 1.
诗篇144, 第一节。
144.
144. 144,
yeah.
对对，这个。I got it.
All right, 44. There we go. It says here, verse 1, Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle.
所以耶和华，我的磐石是应当称颂的，他教导我的手真正，教导我的指头打仗。
In Exodus 15:3, it says the Lord is a man of war.
就是耶和华是那个真正的神。
So God is a God of war.
因为神是那个打仗当中真正的那个神。
The Bible says that God will fight your battle. The battle belongs to the Lord.
就是这个仗是我的，这个真正是我的。
So if He is Jehovah Nissi, He's the one that you identify with, and He's the one that goes to battle for you.
所以他是耶和华的尼西，他是代表那个旌旗。你是属于神的，他走到哪里，那个得胜就到哪里。
How many believe there's such a thing called spiritual warfare?
所以有多少人知道这里有我们有一个这个属灵的征战
？So when we pray with understanding.
所以我们祷告的时候，我们带着悟性，带着那个理解来祷告。
So you are say God, you are Jehovah Nissi.
所以耶和华你神啊，你是耶和华尼西。
You are my banner.
你是我的旌旗。
The battle belongs to the Lord.
这个真正是耶和华的。
Therefore, when the devil comes against me,
当那个魔鬼撒旦来反对我的时候
，Lord, you fight for me.
主，你来为我征战。
So I fight in the name of Jesus.
我要在这里奉耶稣基督的名。
I call on Jehovah Nissi.
我在这里呼求耶和华耶尼西。
Send your angels to fight the battle.
然后差遣你的天使去来打仗。
A lot of times when we do spiritual warfare,
很多时候当我们就是。遇到一个属灵战争的时候
we do it alone.
我们在自己做
we understand that God has an angel army.
我们不知道神有天使天军
you don't have to fight alone.
你不需要为自己来打仗
Because he is Jehovah Nissi,
因为他是耶和华尼西
the Lord is your banner.
主神是你的旌旗
that means you belong to him.
表示着我们是属于神的
and he is a man of war.
他是这个战争的主
He will fight your battles.
他会为我们的
He will protect you.
来为我们打仗，他会来保护我们。
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Let's do. Go to Psalms 23.
我们看到那个诗篇二十三，这个大家都熟悉啊。
We know this one very well.
我们都非常的熟悉这个诗篇二十三。
And the name here is Jehovah Rohi.
在这个地方呢是耶和华罗以。
And it says, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
He makes me to lie down in green pastures.
他使我躺卧在青草地上。
He leads me beside still waters.
领我在可安息的水边。
He restores my soul.
他使我的灵魂苏醒。
He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
他为自己的名引导我走义路。
And I love verse 4. It says, Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
第四节，我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup runs over.
在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
The Lord is your shepherd.
主耶和华是我的牧者。
The job of the shepherd is to protect the sheep.
这个牧者的这个工作就是要保护这个羊。
He watches over his flock.
他要来来看。他的那个羊群
he feeds them, he protects them.
他来喂养这个羊而且来保护这个羊
If you ever worry or are anxious,
如果你要有那个担心有那个 焦虑
know that he is Jehovah Roi
你要知道他是耶和华罗以
he is the Lord your shepherd
他是你的牧人
thank you Lord that I shall not want
我们感谢主，我必不致缺乏。
Lord, I can rest in peace because I can lie down in green pastures.
主啊，我可以安息下来，因为你带我到那个青草地上。
Even though I feel like I'm walking through a valley of shadow of death, you protect me.
虽然我感觉到现在走在死荫的幽谷上，但是你来保护我。
Anybody ever had any enemies in your life?
我们多人这生命当中有这个敌人。
It says you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
所以在这里说，在我的敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席。
A table is a place of intimacy and covenant.
所以在这个摆设宴席的这个桌子，表示跟神之间有个亲密的关系。
Even if there's enemies around you,
虽然在这个仇敌围绕着你
，you can sit at the table with the Lord.
你可以跟主一起坐在桌子前面。
He will lead you out, and he will bring you in.
他会来引导你出去，也会带你进来。
It's not the responsibility of the sheep.
这个不是说那个这个羊自己没有什么责任。
It's the shepherd's responsibility to take care of them and provide.
所以是那个牧人的责任，带领你进出。
You don't have to worry. You don't have to be anxious.
你不必要去担心，你也不必要去那个焦虑。
Because he's your shepherd.
因为他是你的牧羊人。
There's just one more.
这里还有一个。
Judges chapter 6.
在士师记第六章
This is the story of Gideon
这是基甸的故事
Verse 22
22节
Now Gideon perceived that he was the angel of the Lord So Gideon said, Alas, O Lord God, for I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face Then the Lord said to him, Peace be with you, do not fear, you shall not die
若基甸见他是耶和华的使者，就说：“哀哉，主耶和华啊，我不好了，因为我面见，对于这个字不知道认识啊。看见那个耶和华的使者，就是面对面看耶和华的使者。耶和华对他说：‘你放心，不要惧怕，你必不致死。’”
Verse 24. So Gideon built an altar there to the Lord and called it "The Lord is Peace."To this day, it is still in Ophrah, one of the Abiezrites.
所以，于是基甸在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛，起名叫耶和华沙龙，就是耶和华赐平安的意思。这坛在亚比以谢族的俄弗拉，直到如今。
And so God, and so Gideon builds an altar and calls it the Lord is Peace.
在基甸呢，筑了一座坛。这个名字叫做耶和华沙龙，就是耶和华赐平安的意思。
And the name is Jehovah Shalom.
这个名字就是耶和华沙龙。
Gideon would not die even though he saw the face of the Lord.
基甸并没有死，因为他虽然他面对面看见神。
God told him, "Be at peace."
神告诉他平安。
You know, a lot of us go through a lot of problems in our life.
你知道我们很多人经常经历各样的一些问题。
The devil is trying to steal everything from you because he's a thief.
然后那个魔鬼想从你那里是偷走了你不少东西，因为他是个贼。
He's trying to steal your money, your children, your car, your house.
他试着去偷你的钱，偷你的孩子，偷你的车。
Many times, if you're a Christian in the strength of the Lord, you can, you know, stand even through that.
所以就是我们有的时候，我们虽然是基督徒，我们感觉在那个环境当中没有办法站立。
But if the devil steals your peace, it's a different story.
但是神会这个魔鬼撒旦会偷走你的平安。
You know, I was once speaking to a person of another religion.
我知道我有一次跟那个其他的一个宗教的人来跟他说话。
And I told him, when I go to sleep at night, I can put my head on the pillow and I can rest.
然后我就跟他说，当我晚上去睡觉的时候，把我的头放在那个枕头上的时候，我很平安的睡了。
And I can have peace.
然后我有平安。
And they were surprised.
他们就非常的惊奇。
They were, what? You can do that?
他说你能这么做吗？
You don't worry?
你没有担心吗？
I said no.
我说没有。
I said why?
我说为什么？
I can sleep.
我可以睡觉。
Because I serve a God who does not sleep.
因为我所服侍的神，他并不睡觉。他是我的神耶和华沙龙。
The Lord my peace.
我们的神不打盹啊，因为耶和华是我的平安。
Couple of verses, Mark 4:39.
马可福音。
Mark chapter 4 verse 39.
马可的四章四十九。
Jesus, is with his disciples in the boat.
三十九哈，耶稣在这里跟那个他的门徒在那个船上，他们要去渡到另外一边。
Also, a big storm comes up.
然后同时这里来了一个大风暴。
And all the disciples, they're fishermen, they begin to worry and cry like babies.
所以他那些门徒呢，都是打鱼的人，结果看见这个风暴之后，吓得够呛。
And Jesus is asleep.
耶稣正在睡觉。
Go, Master, Master, wake up!
然后他们说：“主啊，主啊，快醒吧，夫子啊，我们丧命了。”
How can you sleep?
你怎么这么大风暴？
We're gonna drown.
我们马上要沉了。
And he wakes up.
然后呢，耶稣醒了。
And it says verse 39, and he rose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was great calm.
三十九节，耶稣醒了，斥责风。向海说住了吧静了吧风就止住大大的平静了
Jesus said peace and be still
然后呢耶稣说安静那个 peace 就是 平安然后呢安静吧
So when we can be at peace we can be still
所以当我们有这个平安的时候我们就能够安静下来
Let me finish with one more verse Psalms 46
然后我们再看一下诗篇四十六
Psalm 46 verse 10.
看那个四十六章的第十节。
Psalm 46 verse 10 says this, Be still and know that I am God.
他说你们要休息知道我是神就是你们要平安静下来知道我是神。
You may be going through something right now.
你可能会现在遭受一些什么事情。
You may feel you're going through a storm.
你可能觉得你现在正在经历在一个风暴当中。
Okay, I tell you that God is in the boat with you.
但是我可以告诉你，神就在这个船上。
He can calm any storm that you're in.
他可以让所有的你那个经历的风暴让它平静下来。
Because He is Jehovah Shalom.
因为他是耶和华沙龙。
The Lord your peace.
神耶和华是你的平安。
Now these are just some names of God.
这里呢，我们现在所讲的只是其中的耶和华的一些。
Probably over 16 or more.
还有更多，至少是十六更多。
But my purpose this morning is to give you this revelation.
所以今天早上我就是想给大家一个启示。
That when we pray, we shouldn't just say, "God, I need this." God, you know, and really general.
我们祷告的时候，我们不只是说平平常常的，做一个祷告，神啊，我要这个那个。
We need to pray with understanding.
我们要祷告的时候，我们要在这个悟性里祷告。
Having a revelation of knowing what His names mean.
所以我们要有一个启示，知道神的名字是意思。
If you need something specific, be specific.
所以我们需要某一个特别的事情的时候，我们祷告的时候要特别。
You don't say, "God, I need money."
我不能说，只是神啊，我需要钱。
That's too general.
就是太那个一般化了啊。
Everybody needs money.
每个人都需要钱。
Even people who are not Christian need money.
即使是那些不是基督徒的人，他们也需要钱。
One of the ways we get God's attention is when we pray very specifically.
所以，当我们要想拿让那个神能够非常注意的时候，我们就要非常那个详细的祷告。
And when we pray from a place of revelation and understanding.
所以，当我们祷告的时候，我们带着那个理解对神的那个事情的理解认识的祷告
power in that revelation.
所以在那个启示当中就有能力
just like Scott was giving his testimony at the beginning
所以就像那个 Scott 弟兄在刚开始的时候为我们所做的见证，
He was able to touch those people and change their lives.
他能够去来触摸到那些人，来改变他们的生命。
Because God gave him revelation.
因为神给他一些启示。
God gave him a dream.
神给他梦。
And they couldn't deny it.
他们没有办法来否认。
How did you know that?
你怎么知道这些事情？
Because God showed me.
因为神告诉我。
Then they understand there is a God.
然后我们就明白啊，真的是，他们就明白真的有一位神。
So when we pray with revelation, there's power.
所以当我们在带着这个启示来祷告的时候，那里有个力量。
So if they need something, don't you say, Lord, I need this.
啊，我们不只是说神啊，我需要这个。
See, you are Jehovah.
你说耶和华，你是耶和华。
That's your covenant name.
这是你的带有约的名字。
I'm in covenant with you.
我和你之间有一个约。
You know, in the Lord's Prayer, Our Father who art in heaven.
你知道在那个主祷文里的，我们在天上的父。
You're my father.
你是我的父。
I'm not a stranger.
我不是一个陌生人。
I'm not a beggar.
我不是一个乞丐。
I'm your child.
我是你的儿子。
And a father provides for his children.
而父要供应给他的儿子。
Therefore, I have a covenant with you.
所以我跟你之间有一个约。
And you are Jehovah Jireh.
你是耶和华那个以勒。
You are the God that provides.
你是神供应我的神。
Therefore, Lord, I declare this provision.
主啊，我要来宣告你的供应。
Because you are the God that provides.
因为你是供应的神。
See how that's a different way to pray?
所以你看到这里有不同的方式来祷告。
We pray with boldness.
所以我们祷告的时候带着这个刚强壮胆。
With understanding and revelation.
然后带着这个对神的认识。
You know, sometimes I'll say this.
有些时候我这么说。
I say God does not heal.
我们说神不医治。
God is healing.
但是神正在医治。
God does not provide.
但是神并不供应。
God is provision.
但是神是这个供应。
So if He is your God,
他是你的神。
If you are His child,
你是他的孩子。
God will do these things because that's what His name is.
神做这些事情是因为这他的名字就是这样。
If he's Jehovah Jireh, he has to provide.
如果他是耶和华那个以勒，他就去供应。
If he's Jehovah Rapha, then he heals.
如果他是耶和华拉法，他就会医治。
If he's Jehovah Shalom, he's got to bring peace.
如果他是耶和华沙龙，他就会带来这个平安。
So pray because I said at the beginning, there's power in the name of God.
所以我在刚开始的时候就说，在神的名字里面有能力。
So when you say Jehovah Rapha,
当我们说耶和华拉法，
you're praying with authority.
你祷告的时候就带着这个权柄。
Because when David said, "I come to you in the name of the Lord,"
让大卫对那个歌利亚说，我奉着耶和华的名到你的面前。
The name of the Lord means the Lord.
这个耶和华的名就是代表是耶和华。
So if I say the name of the Lord.
如果我说了这个耶和华的名，
then I'm here with God.
这个时候就表示我和耶和华在一起。
And so when we begin to declare His names, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Jireh.
所以我们就开始来宣告耶和华的名字，耶和华以勒，耶和华拉法。
You're going to see that authority invoke His name to see things begin to happen.
所以我们就看到，当我们用神的权柄的时候，这个事情就发生。
Begin to pray in His name.
所以开始用神的名字来祷告。
Declare Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书二章。
There is no name above the name of Jesus.
这没有任何的名在耶稣的名超乎。
Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess.
每个任何的万膝跪拜，万口要承认。
He's the Lord of Lords and King of Kings to the glory of God.
他是万王之王，万主之主，他是神。
I'm praying your change. I'm praying that your prayer life will change.
所以当我们这么祷告的时候，我们的那个生活就生命就改变。
There's power in the name of Jesus.
在那个主的名字里面有那个能力。
There's power in the name of God.
在那个神的名字里面有能力。
So when you pray, use His name.
所以当你祷告的时候，来使用他的名字。
Because the devil has to bow his knee to the name of God.
因为这个任何的撒旦魔鬼，他必须要跪拜在耶和华的名字下面。
Amen. Amen. God is good.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
And all the time, God is good.
All the time, God is good. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, I hope that helped you. This will change your prayer life.
我希望这些能够来帮助你，这些会改变你的生命。
The disciples said to Jesus, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name."
嗯，所以就是那个这些那个门徒回到耶稣面前说，这些魔鬼都顺服你的名。
And Jesus said, "I give you authority to tread upon snakes and scorpions."
所以耶稣告诉说，我给你这个权柄，你可以践踏蛇和蝎子。
In other words, you have authority over the kingdom of the devil.
所以也就是说，你对于那个魔鬼的国度，你有权柄。
Because you use my name.
因为你使用我的名字。
The devil has to submit to the name of God. Amen.
这些邪灵就必须要顺服在。Yes, I mean.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, Scott and I, we're here. We're going to pray for you. If you need healing, we're going to pray in the name of Jehovah Rapha.
Amen.
If you need provision, we're going to pray in the name of Jehovah Jireh. Whatever you need is right here, right now.
Amen. 所以现在我和Scott 的弟兄来为弟兄姐妹来祷告，你们所需要的事情，我们在这里就奉耶稣的名来宣告耶和华各样的名。
During worship, Sister Sophie said, "The throne of God is here. The presence of God is here."
所以刚才我们敬拜的时候，雪飞姊妹说，神的那个同在在这里，神的宝座就在我们当中。
And everything is in His presence, Amen.
所以在那个他的同在当中，任何事情都能够发生。Amen.
Amen.